Bonjour.
Bonjour to you too, Nancy. And let's see if I can find the list of our sponsors and announce that. And we, of course, we're here on La Tasse de Café. We had the Nouvelle en Français, and then we had a short version of the Tradio, and now we're ready for La Tasse de Café on KBPI Radio.
Wait.
And instead of Mark Lane,
It's me again.
It's you again, Nancy. So I presume that Mark Lane's going to be around later on. But anyhow, we're so happy to be here with you and brought to you by Dr. Jake LaFleur, Industrial Supply and Sports, Bon Ami Insurance, Prairie Manta Nursing Home, Rocky Riders Collision Center, Teats Food Store, Savoie Medical Center, Peter Strawitz for Edward Jones, Coburn Supply, Brown's Furniture Showplace, Harry Gill Insurance, Sooner Auto Salvage, Carey's Rue, and Blake's Pharmacies. And, of course, we're so happy to have a chance to be with you on this beautiful Monday morning. Wasn't that a gorgeous weekend?
It was. It finally felt like a really great spring.
Now, I think, according to the weatherman, it's going to be clear to partly cloudy, mostly sunny today, you know. And there's a slight chance of rain on Wednesday, if I recall.
Yeah, 20% chance.
20% chance of rain on Wednesday.
That's not too big.
Like, we've got some real nice spring weather at
hand.
I think so.
I like spring in the beginning when it's pretty and the flowers are blooming and the weather's
absolutely
nice.
Absolutely, yes. But, beautiful flowers.
Yeah, but at the end of spring when it starts to feel like summer and the mosquitoes come out and the bugs are once the flowers start dying and the mosquitoes come, I'm done. I'm ready for fall. But right now,
yes.
I'm happy with spring right now.
That's right. We've got a beautiful spring day at hand.
Yes.
And let's see, we'll have the word of the day. I didn't talk about that
yet.
Le mot du jour is absolutely right, Nancy. Let's see if I can find a mot du jour right here.
Sure.
And you know, I'm just trying to get this as ready as possible.
Well,
you know?
Sure. Yeah, just go right in. Pick us a good word for today.
How about a good word for today? How about the word earnest, you know? This is an earnest person. Well,
yeah.
Earnest means il est sérieux. Il est sincère, sérieux. Déterminé is another way to say for the word earnest. Okay, and of course, not only that, but it can be a proper word. Because I remember a couple of classmates whose first name was Ernest, you know?
Yes, absolutely. And we have a street in Ville Platte named Ernest. And let's not forget the famous play, The Importance of Being Earnest.
Yes, that's exactly right. 363-2124 is the phone number that we're looking to give you for you to call us and tell us what's going on in your part of the world. Or if you have a question or a little story to pass on, we've got that too. And, of course, this is going to be the Grand Hurrah as well, right?
Yes, the Grand Hurrah. Yeah, that is happening this coming weekend. And you also have the Crawfish Festival,
uh-huh.
I think, in Breaux Bridge. We just had, the Jazz Festival in New Orleans and Festival International in Lafayette.
Right. There was a lot of people in Lafayette on this past weekend.
I did not go this year. I usually go. I went last year, had the most fun with the best food, and it's just a total free event, which is great.
Uh-huh.
And I love it. You get to see music and musicians from all over the world. So I regret not going this year, but I did go last year. I had a lot of fun.
A lot of people from around here attended the Festival International.
Right.
And, you know, we're still waiting for our first phone call this morning. 337-363-2124. And if that doesn't satisfy you, how about 337-363-2124?
Yeah, deux, un, deux, quatre, right.
Un, deux, trois, Quatre, cinq, six,
sept, huit, neuf, dix, onze, douze, treize.
Hey, comment tu crois? You're doing very well, Nancy.
Well, my grandmother taught me my numbers. That was Ella Knighton, DeVille Knighton. So she taught me my numbers when I was a little girl. My dad taught me some more numbers, but Ella, she used to quiz me when I was a little girl on the numbers, and she'd have her little coffee parties in the morning, and they'd do the rosary in French.
How about that?
Yeah, and then they would just gossip. After that,
they would
pray. They would have the coffee and the homemade biscuits. They'd do the rosary in French,
biscuit.
And they needed that rosary because right after that, they would just gossip about everyone in French.
Oh boy, thank you so much for passing that on, Nancy.
Go ahead.
While waiting for our first phone call, let's talk about Sooner Auto Salvage. 2102 West Bentonville Platte, offering you a large selection of auto parts for any make or model of automobile, parts for motorcycles. And if you know what? If they don't have the part that you're looking for, that you need, they will do everything they possibly can to find it for you. Sooner Auto Salvage offers complete auto service as well, working on transmissions, on wheels, brakes, struts, starters, alternators, and, of course, air conditioning. You're going to need that before long. And if you need a vehicle checkup, come and let their certified mechanics take a look. They remind you that all parts and labor are warranted when it comes to parts. Your choice if you want brand new parts or reconditioned parts. They're open Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. And if you find yourself in need of wrecker service or towing service, whenever, call Sooner's Towing and Wrecker Service at 363-1960. 9960. Venez visiter avec les propriétaires Donna et Amanda à 2102 West Main de la Ville Platte. And the phone number, 363-7226. And remember the name, Sooner's Auto Salvage on West Main in Ville Platte.
All right, we have a phone call. We have two of them.
Moi je veux.
All right.
Bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
C'est Jeanette.
Jeanette, go ahead.
Hey, I want to welcome Nancy.
Thank you.
Yes, Nancy is always ready to fill in, and she's always ready to take part in some good conversations on La Tasse de Café.
Oui.
Mais je connais ça sans rien contre sa maman.
Ah oui?
Sa grand-mère, je veux dire.
Sa grand-mère était Madame Ella?
Non. Ella Knighton.
Madame Ella Knighton, of course.
Mm-hmm. Which she was my second cousin, I'm sorry.
How about that? Did not know that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, then you remember she was quite a character.
She was a character. It until I finally went into the Farm Bureau beauty contest. When I was a senior in high school.
Oh, my.
Well, how about that, huh?
Oh, yes.
All right.
It's a ball.
Thank you for sharing that with me.
So I thought I'd let you know that.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you, Jeanette.
You'll have a great day.
You too, Miss Jeanette. Thank you.
Bye-bye, Jim.
Bye-bye now. Okay, we've got another call, you said, Nancy?
Yes.
All right, and we'll say bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
Bonjour, mes amis.
Hey, that sounds like a voice from way up north.
Yes, it is. So, comment ça va ce matin, chef?
Oh, ça va beaucoup bien, Penny. Ça va beaucoup bien. On a beau temps. How about you?
Oh, I'm just doing fine. I'm so glad to hear Nancy again. I enjoyed her last week. And hello, Nancy, and welcome to La Tasse.
Thank you, Miss Penny. Glad to hear from you.
Yes, the temperature here today is 16 degrees.
Oh, my.
16 degrees. Well, we have a 6 in our temperature. We've got 66 degrees.
Again, yesterday morning, I opened the door to greet the day, and it's like, oh, man.
Did you have some snow up there?
Yes, it snowed yesterday. It covered the ground. It was on the ground probably for 3 or 4 hours. But the mountains have gotten hit again, too. So we're kind of lower here in the Beaverhead Valley. But it doesn't take very far to go where there's still just a lot of snow on the ground. And we went up to see some Indian petroglyphs and pictographs, you know, the where they wrote on the rocks and drew pictures, which was very interesting to me. I didn't realize that we had that many here in Beaverhead County, but it was just fascinating to see that and to think that you see something and at one place you could even touch it from 11,000, maybe 12,000 years ago.
Good Lord.
That is awesome.
That's a long... We talk about over here something that's 100 years old, that's very old, but when you're talking about all these thousands of years ago, that makes a difference.
Oh, I know, and your imagination just can turn around and see a big dinosaur coming towards you, and or a mastodon, or
oh, Lordy.
You know, to imagine how people lived back then, and for something to last on a rock that long, I mean, that's amazing that they were able to create that kind of dye or paint. It was actually a very kind of a red color, a very off, you know, deep red color, and it faded somewhat to an orangey in places.
So they knew how to mix that paint.
It was just very, very interesting, too. Uh-huh. But anyway, I had a question for you both.
Yes.
When is it proper to refer to somebody as Madame?
I would say a married person would be
after
Madame.
After they're married.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And
Mademoiselle would be...
Mademoiselle would be
married.
A single lady.
Yeah.
Okay, Mademoiselle would be for a single lady, and then Madame for a married lady. How about for men? What would you... Is there any distinction there?
Not that I know of. It would be Monsieur, you know, if you want to be polite and address... usually, Monsieur was reserved for elderly men, you know? But Monsieur would be the name, whether young or old, as far as I know.
Uh-huh. That's interesting, isn't it, that they designate for women but not necessarily for men except for elder men?
Yeah, Monsieur would be, usually we'd address, elderly men as Monsieur. And also, though, in that neighborhood where I was raised, there was a word cousin and cousine. That was a polite way of referring to elderly people as well, you know.
Oh,
I can remember some of the neighbors, you know, was Cousin Ticia or Cousin Armance or something like that. And, of course, for the men, like Cousin John, you know, something like that. That was a polite way.
I thought that was for cousin.
Huh?
Well, I thought that was for cousin, like, you know, Ashley and I are cousins.
Yeah, well... Right, but that is the word for cousins, but it was also a polite way to address some elderly people.
Oh, okay, that's good to know. Very interesting. Well, I'm looking forward to the rest of this show. I hope all of you have a blessed week. I've heard your weather down there is just beautiful. I wish you'd send some up here.
Thank you so much for calling, Penny. We always enjoy hearing from you.
Thank you, Miss Penny.
God bless. Au revoir.
Au revoir.
Au revoir. Bye-bye. That was really something that she was able to go up and see, those ancient sites.
Mm-hmm.
When I went to school at UL for one semester, I worked in the anthropology department, and I was doing data tabulation for an archaeological project called the Gold Mine Project in Louisiana. So I had to analyze and weigh and measure all of these different things like flora and fauna and pottery shards from the gold mine project.
Uh-huh.
And it was just something to see all of this that had been there for, you know, hundreds of years. And
yeah. And how about the mounds, those mounds?
Mm-hmm.
Is it in northeast Louisiana?
I'm trying to remember.
People
I know
lived
what you're
there
talking
thousands
about.
Of years
mm-hmm.
ago, you know?
Yeah, and they've done a really good job of preserving those because, yeah, those were the big mounds that were built. And I forgot the whole story about them, but I want to say you're right, and they're somewhere up there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I haven't been to see them yet.
Can you imagine the amount of labor it took to build those things?
I know. Well, I mean, yeah, look at how people got things done in ancient times. Look at Stonehenge.
Yeah,
which is still
right.
considered a mystery today.
And how about up in New Mexico and Colorado? What's the name of the place we visited twice? And I'm the ancient ones. You know, the they lived on the side of the mountain, and they built those homes. You know, And the Indians referred to them as the Ancient Ones, you know.
Oh, I need to go there.
The people, and I'm trying to remember the name. Kat and I went there twice, and it's out in the Colorado, New Mexico area.
Oh, okay.
Somebody can call us and give us the name of this place that I'm having a hard time remembering.
I'd like to go over there and see that. I've been through New Mexico, but not. I've just been on the southern portion. I haven't been up north toward Colorado area. Uh-huh. But
that's some very interesting places to visit, you know. 363-2124, and let's talk about one of our sponsors while we have a chance right over here. And should we talk about Brown's Furniture Showplace?
Yes.
And folks, if you're in need of furniture, tell you what, it doesn't matter whether you're looking for a recliner. They've got hundreds and hundreds of recliners that you can choose from in all descriptions, and whether you're looking for fabric or leather or vinyl or whatever, they've got them all for you at Brown's Furniture Showplace. And you know, Mom's Day is coming up in just a couple of weeks. And if you'd like to really treat Mom to something nice, how about a brand new recliner from our swivel rocker or, you know, whatever, from Brown's Furniture Showplace. And you'll find they've got the stuff that you need. Jasper Fontenot's been in the furniture business for so many years, along with his sons Jody and Jamie. And thank you, Becky, for the coffee. And we invite you to come and visit one of their stores today here in Ville Platte. Also in Opelousas and Eunice and Alexandria, where their goal is always a satisfied customer. And Becky a passé le café, ça se va boire une petite goutte de café, tant j'ai la chance.
Never did acquire the taste for coffee, but I do like tea. It's good? C'est bon?
C'est bien bon. I like coffee and I like tea, but unsweetened.
Yeah, you know? I don't put sugar in my tea.
Yeah.
But
right.
We have another phone call.
Another phone call. Yeah. Mon je veux. Bonjour. Qui c'est qui parle?
Hey, good morning, Mr. Jim.
Good morning.
I want to tell you how I spent my Saturday. Yes, Saturday. Last Sunday, you know, a week ago Sunday was Easter. But my family couldn't get together last Sunday because I have some of my nieces that live out of state and all that. So Saturday, I was with my family, part of my family, for Easter. So that's what I did Saturday.
Uh-huh.
And so we popped it, and some of my great nieces were there, and a couple of my nephews, and that's what I did Saturday.
So you still had eggs to park on Saturday?
Yes, sir.
All right. That's. I think we might still have four or five dyed eggs that have not been parked yet.
Oh, you need to pickle those.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Yes. You know, we used to love pickled eggs. Well, I did anyway. How about you, Stephen?
I brought me a dozen over there at Stephanie's. I like you, Nancy. I like tea.
Oh, uh-huh. Yeah. I do like, I'm not a coffee drinker, but I like my tea.
I never could get the taste for coffee over there. No.
I like the smell of coffee. I just don't like the taste of it, which is very strange.
All right. Yeah. Well, thank you very much, Stephen.
Is Mr. Mark okay?
Oh, yeah, he's fine. He'll be in later this morning.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. All right, thank you, Stephen.
All right, talk to you later.
All right, bye-bye.
Okay, so that's one phone call from Stephen, and we can talk about another sponsor.
Sure.
While we have a chance here on La Tasse de Café, and Becky passed the café, some straight black coffee. And I'll tell you what, it helps out a lot because when you've been talking a while, you need something to moisten the vocal cords.
Right.
Let's talk about Rocky Riders Collision Center. Folks, if you've had the misfortune of having an accident, could be a little fender bender or could be something major, Rocky Rider can take care of all your body work and frame repair or just a touch-up. Come to Rocky Riders Collision Center. They're right here at 404 Tate Cove Road. Rocky and his staff will treat your vehicle as if it would be their very own. And you know what? They do not only the body work and frame repair and color matching, so your damaged vehicle will look almost like new again. And they do everything under one roof right there on Tate Cove Road, even including setting you up for a car rental. They work with all the insurance companies, offer free estimates. Rocky's got way over 30 years' experience in the bodywork. All their work is guaranteed. Rocky Rider Collision Center, open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. till 5 p.m. And their phone number is 363-0997. 363-0997. Rocky Riders Collision Center, your hometown car repair center, and they have a notary on site to better serve you.
Very good. No phone calls just yet.
All right. So let's see. Usually I have... Did I give you a word of the day?
You did. It was earnest.
Earnest. Oh, yeah. That's right. Earnest. All right. Ernest T. Bass.
Ernest T. I remember Andy Griffith.
An Andy Griffith, yeah.
It was an Andy Griffith.
Ernest T. Ernest. Oh, Lordy. Was he funny?
Oh, he was canai.
Yeah, right. Funny and canai, both.
Mm-hmm. He sure was. I used to watch a lot of Andy Griffith with my grandfather, with Papa Knight.
You know, it's still Andy Griffith still showing, 6:30 to 7, I think.
Okay.
Is it on MeTV? Anyway.
I don't have cable. I found out a long time ago I could save money just by having my little Roku, or some people have the Amazon Fire Stick.
Uh-huh.
And I just pay my internet fee, my normal internet fee, and I could just stream it online with everything.
How about that?
Yeah,
if you want
to watch local channels, just get your little, antenna.
Oh, yeah, okay, yes.
Yeah.
An antenna. I remember we used to have the remote-controlled antenna to where you'd point it in the direction of the TV station that was you wanted to watch.
Right.
And then if that remote didn't work anymore, one would go outside and grab a hold of the pipe that the antenna was attached to and turn it to where, and then holler, "Hey, that's good. Hold it right there," or "Move it a little bit more," you know?
Right.
Maybe some of us can remember those days.
Oh, yes. I remember that at my grandparents' house, having to adjust the antenna here and there.
Yes, right.
Well, do you want to hear a word from Dr. Jake LaFleur?
Yes, let's do that.
All right.
Dr. Jake LaFleur specializes in adult primary care at Evangeline Primary Care Offices, 503 Jack Miller Road, Suite B in Ville Platte. You're invited to visit with Dr. Jake LaFleur and certified family nurse practitioner Kristen Vaillant today. Their office hours, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Monday through Thursday, 8 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. on Friday. They're also accepting walk-in patients during those hours. Most insurance plans are accepted. Dr. Jake LaFleur practices internal medicine, covering common diseases such as diabetes, asthma, emphysema, arthritis, and gastrointestinal diseases. That's Dr. Jake LaFleur with certified family nurse practitioner Kristen Vaillant, with medical offices at 503 Jack Miller Road, Suite B in Ville Platte. Call his office to schedule a visit today, 363-7036.
Merci, Mark, and we're going to take another call in just a moment, but right now we're going to hear a word from Industrial Service and Supply.
Bonjour, madame et monsieur. I'm Sherry with Industrial Service and Supply, your true value dealer. Now is the time of the year to uncover that boat and get it going. At Industrial, we have supplies to get you going. Batteries, taillights, oil, hose, and so much more. Don't forget, we have ethanol-free gas. We have a large bait department, artificial bait, set lines, hooks, and stoppers. Our live bait is always in stock. Worms, crickets, shiners, and carp. Call ahead if you need to reserve your car. If you are going camping, come on in and get your Old Smoky. They come in different sizes. We have charcoal and lighters. Pick up your bait, beer, soft drink, and ice. We are your one stop for what your camping trip needs. Behind every project is the true value. Avoir soit and bonne journée et mille bonjour beneath notre pays. May God bless America.
Merci, Miss Sherry. All right, Mr. Jim, we have another call.
We have another call. Yeah. Monsieur Paré, bonjour. Qui c'est qui parle?
Bonjour, it's me again.
You again.
The word of the day, Ernest. Remember Ernest T. Ernest T. It's me.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Ernest T. Bass, huh?
Well, it's me again. I just had to say, Mr. Jim, I didn't realize that you had been to the cliff dwellings, and I have also been to that site. I've always been interested in the petroglyphs and pictographs from that area, but those were the Anastasi Indians that you're trying to think of.
Anastasis, also known as the Ancient Ones.
Yes, that's from the Hopi tribe anyway. Uh-huh. And the Hopi tribes are the ones who talk about the blue kachina and the red kachina being a sign of the end times on Earth. But wow. So interesting that you brought that up, that I had to call back and say one of the drawings that we saw that was done with paint, it wasn't chiseled, it was paint, and it was a kachina. And none of the people who were with us knew what that one was. There was a warrior with a large shield, and there was a ram and maybe antelope, I think probably depicting this as a, you know, a good place to hunt. Uh-huh. But when they saw the other one, they said, we don't know what this is. And I said, well, I do. It's a kachina. And I said, what's a kachina doing in Montana? Because this is more known to be in the Southwest.
Uh-huh. So a kachina, that's a new word that we've discovered
yes.
today, huh?
Oh, you've never not heard that? It's from the dancers, and they wear those odd-looking mask, kind of helmet mask, where they have the little slits in their eyes. It's
oh,
a
wow.
very distinctive face.
Uh-huh.
See the kachinas. But the ancient ones believed that when you see the blue kachina in the sky, which is depicted by bright rays coming off of the sun, that shortly after that you will see the red kachina, which I believe is slightly different with the circular rays coming out of it and the spirals. That will be a sign that the purification of the earth is coming.
Wow.
Very cool.
Oh, man.
Thank you so much for sharing that.
Yeah, thank you very much about that. You see, you always learn something on La Tosh.
I know. I love learning it. I was an anthropology major at uh-huh. UL, and that was one of my majors. So I love learning about this. Thank you, Miss Penny.
Oh, you're welcome. And I wanted to ask Mr. Jim, did y'all go to Chaco Canyon?
I don't remember the names of all the places that we went to, Penny. But we had a great time, you know, in the Southwest.
Oh, if anybody gets the chance to go, that is the most spiritual place in the world. It is just an amazing energy vibe there, and just so much to see. But I had to throw that in there. I'll get off. Au revoir.
Au revoir.
Au revoir.
Thank you, Penny.
Merci.
All right. And nobody else on the line?
No, nobody else.
All right.
I love those facts, though. That was great.
All right. Some today in history. On April 29th in the year 2004, the National World War II Memorial opens in Washington, D.C. to thousands of visitors, providing overdue recognition for the 16 million U.S. men and women who served in World War II. And the memorial is located on 7 acres at the former site of the Rainbow Pool at the National Mall between the Washington Monument and Lincoln Memorial. The Capitol Dome is seen to the east, and Arlington Cemetery is just across the Potomac River to the west. So that's one thing to keep in mind whenever you go up to visit in that section. Mm-hmm. And let's see, the monument was formally dedicated May 29th in the year 2004 by President George W. Bush, open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It received some 4.4 million visitors in the year 2005.
Wow, that's a lot.
363-2124 is the phone number to call to get in touch with us here on La Tosh. And yes, Mark is going to be in later on this morning.
I thought I heard his voice down the hall over there.
That's right, yeah. Okay, I'm looking at this. Note here, Joan of Arc relieves Orleans. During the Hundred Years' War, the 17-year-old French peasant, Joan of Arc, leads a French force in relieving the city of Orleans, besieged by the English since October. And at the age of 16, voices of Christian saints told Joan to aid Charles, the French Dauphin, in gaining the, gaining back their property. So that's one of the things that happened way back, but talk about way back, in 1429.
Joan d'Arc.
Yes, and yes. Of course some of you might remember the movie about Joan of Arc, you know.
I think I remember seeing that when I was young.
Uh-huh.
Which there were a couple of different versions of it, though, I think.
Right, and
yeah.
I can remember as a student at Sacred Heart back in the 40s, We would walk to the Bailey Theater to see the movie of Joan of Arc. And that was a good little walk. But anyway, that was the common thing back in those days, you know, to have students walking to see a movie. And, of course, the Bailey Theater was... That was the big theater, and of course, later on, we had the Platt and the Jan.
The only one I remember is the Platt Theater.
Mm-hmm.
That one was around. I want to say I may have seen E.T., but I was very young when E.T. came out. I do remember seeing Song of the South over there, so and Snow White and the Seven Dwarves, because they re-released it, I guess, for an anniversary, maybe. And I remember seeing that over there and Song of the South.
And the building, the Platt Theater building, is still there. It's a very large building right next to Doucette's Barbershop.
Oh, I wish we'd have another movie theater in town.
Oh,
or
that
just
would
bring
be
that
nice,
one back. I would love to just have a movie theater in town.
Right. And now, you know, the movie theaters are few and far between.
They are. They
We've
are.
We've got a phone call?
We do.
Let's do a phone call. Bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
Mr. Jim, this is Brenda Manuel from Eunice.
Yes, Brenda.
How y'all doing today?
Always doing good on La Tasse.
Oh, beautiful day in the neighborhood.
Uh-huh.
Y'all were talking about TV antennas a while ago. Remember when that people had the rabbit ears and they put some aluminum foil on the end of the antenna?
Oh, Lordy, yes. I had forgot about that. Thank you for reminding us about that. Yeah, you had the rabbit ear antenna that was indoors, and if you'd put aluminum foil, it would work better.
Yes, yes, yes. I remember that very well. And I know I'm younger than you are, not to insult you, but I remember that very, very well.
Thank you so much for sharing that with us.
I don't remember the year that was, but I'll remember. Very well.
Uh-huh.
And when the color TVs came out, man, everybody was crazy about that.
Oh
my
Lord.
God.
Hey, that's the thing to have now is a color TV back in those days, you know, when
right.
they first came
they
out.
They should have kept some of those things, though, from the old days.
Yeah.
Maybe the people wouldn't be like they are today.
All right. Thanks for sharing that
okay.
with us.
Thank you.
Okay.
Okay. Y'all have a good one, Mr. Jim.
All right.
You
bye, Brenda. Thank
bye.
You.
Oh, want to hear a word from Bon Ami Insurance?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Bonjour, mes amis de tout le staff au le Bon Ami Insurance Appraisal and Real Estate Service, 423 East Bainville Platte in the heart of Cajun country. L'office de Bon Ami est prêt pour vous donner les quotes sur toutes vos assurances pour les chars, les trucks, homeowners and business, as well as all types of building contractors, including workers' comp and general liability insurance and life insurance, too. And you can depend on a good staff with over 45 years combined experience at Bon Ami. You'll find the friendly staff of Bo and Hazel and Cowboy Phil. And enjoy a bon cajun visit and a cup of complimentary coffee every day. The office is across from the Old Floyd's Record Shop on East Main. Et ça parle un petit peu de français. Travaillez dur pour vous donner les meilleurs discounts dessus votre besoin d'assurance. Ils vont vous traiter comme la famille. And see Cowboy Phil, who's a licensed appraiser and real estate broker. Phone number 363-8888. Ça, c'est pour Bon Ami Insurance Appraisal and Real Estate Service, right là-dessus East Main, à la Ville Platte.
All right. Thank you, sir. It's our pleasure to be here on La Tasse de Café and talking about all our fine sponsors, which we appreciate very much. And we encourage you to give us a phone call, 337-363-2124. Because we'd love to hear from you. Maybe it's a story of something that happened long ago on this date or whatever. 337-363-2124. And we're happy to have the company of Nancy this morning on La Tasse.
Merci.
Merci. Tu peux parler un petit peu en français, hein, Nancy?
Un
petit peu?
Un petit peu, yeah.
Uh-huh.
I understand it more than I can speak it.
All right,
yeah.
Very good. And
that's,
of course,
like
I
said,
know your grandparents were very able to speak in French.
That's why, because I used to, like I said, I'd go on those coffee parties on Saturday. Was it Saturday mornings, I want to say? I'd spend the night Saturday mornings and or Saturdays, and then I think on Sundays they would have a rosary maybe or something like that. I forgot what days of the week.
Yeah.
But yeah, they'd have the biscuits and they'd gossip and do the rosary.
Oh, those good biscuits, butter tasting biscuits. Mm-hmm.
And they didn't know that I could pick up some of those words, so I understood who they were talking about sometimes.
Yeah. And you know, very often the older folks would, if they didn't want the kids done, they'd start talking in French, you know. Mm-hmm. But this is one thing I think that was a mistake. They should have taught their kids the French language because that's,
yes,
you know, that's the way they learned.
Right, because a generation, it was lost because...
Right. There were very few little kids that would speak in French around here, you know?
Right. And I came at the time where it wasn't instilled in us to learn that language.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I would hear it picked up every now and then. They would teach me some numbers, but not really to speak it.
Mm-hmm.
But now I'm glad that there's a push to do like the
French immersion.
And
uh-huh.
Yeah, I wish they had had that when I was little, because they did not offer language until we were in high school.
Uh-huh.
And at that point, when you're that old, it's hard to learn the old. So it's great to start early to do
that.
That's what you have to do.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And one thing that I noticed was that the Hispanics, though, they would teach their kids the Spanish language.
Yes.
Because I remember seeing a bunch of little tiny kids, and they're all speaking Spanish, you
mm-hmm.
know? All right.
Yeah,
so,
they would learn English at school, and they would speak Spanish at home.
Yeah,
that's
right,
how they would do them. They were bilingual.
363-2124, if you'd like to give us a phone call. We'll be glad to hear from you. And in the meantime... we could talk about Teach Food Store.
Sure.
And boy, the progress is showing at the new Teach Food Store. But I'll tell you what, if you want some groceries, if you want some great meats, and you want all kinds of produce and some great boudin and cracklings too.
Mm-mm.
And they've been shipping out their smoked meats all over the United States. And you'll find out why a lot of people say that's the friendliest store in town. Teats Food Store on the west end of Maine. Some of the specials they're offering you today and tomorrow at Teats: certified Angus beef choice top round steak, only $2.99 a pound, folks. St. Louis style ribs, $2.29 a pound. Chicken drumsticks and thighs are only 79 cents a pound. Bryan smoked bacon, 12 ounce packs, 2 for $5. Best Choice Sandwich Bread, the 20-ounce loaf is 99 cents only. Whirl-O Charcoal for those barbecues, 7.7 pounds, $3.99. And hey, this goes with all kinds of meals, but especially barbecues. Showboat Pork and Beans, the 15-ounce cans are only 99 cents. And Luana Vegetable or Canola Oil, 48-ounce jars, 2 for $5. That's just a few of the many they have for you at Teach Food Store, West Main in Ville Platte.
And every time I pass in front of that store, I keep thinking, oh, it's going to open soon. It's going to open soon.
Uh-huh.
You know, have you seen it lately?
No, not lately, but, you know, because I don't go on the west side of town that often, but I know it's going to be big.
It looks nice.
And
it really does.
It'll be serving a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. It looks very nice. I'm impressed with that.
Okay, let's see what else we is no phone call.
No phone call yet.
363-2124.
That is the number to call. In the meantime, would you like to hear a word from Savoie Medical Center?
How about that?
All right.
Hi, this is John Pete, Savoie Medical Center Pharmacy Director. We are excited to announce that Savoie Cancer Center is now accepting patients from outside physicians for chemotherapy, radiation, and other infusions. You can see the oncologist of your choice and still receive your treatments closer to home, surrounded by the support of your friends and family. We can accept and treat you with any FDA-approved chemotherapy regimen. Our staff is eager to help and answer any questions you may have regarding your treatments. Just tell your doctor that you choose Savoie Cancer Center and let our family take care of yours.
All right. Thank you very much. And let's see. 337-363-2124. Huh.
What you found?
Fat and Souci to do a sausage, to make a short visit. I had never heard of that expression before.
How you
and
say that?
And, of course, I'm reading from Tonnerre Michien, a glossary of French figures of speech compiled by Amanda Lafleur.
Ah.
But I remember this one was a common expression. They talk about a knife, you know. Ça coupe aussi bien que mon doigt. Do you remember that? Do you understand that
no.
one?
No.
The knife cuts as well as my finger does. In other words, that was a very dull
yeah.
knife.
Unless you have a very sharp finger.
Yeah. let's see. Sora, papri. Yeah. Mm-mm. Avoir tout leur tête dans le même bonnet.
Goodbye, head, something, what?
To have all their heads in the same bonnet. That is to, you know, people that think alike, to be in complete agreement with one another.
Oh,
okay. You won't
okay.
find that often, but sometimes it happens, you know, that people are in complete agreement, even in a fairly large group, you know.
Is that the same as two peas in a pod?
I would imagine so, yeah. Avoir tout la tête dans le même bonnet. All the heads in the same bonnet. Okay.
I haven't heard that one. That one's cute. Yeah, all the heads in the same bonnet.
A lot of great expressions here. Okay, how about, we don't want that right now because we've had plenty of rain, but mouiller comme si le bon Dieu est content. To rain as if the good Lord is happy. How about that?
Well, I think he was happy a lot last week.
Uh-huh. And then also, mouiller comme les chiens et les chats. Raining cats and dogs.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
That's well, I have plenty of those.
All right.
Another phone call.
Moi, je veux. Bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
Hey, Jim, it's Barbara. How y'all doing?
Hey, Barbara, doing well. Thank you for calling. How's it going?
Fine.
Uh-huh.
Fine.
Glad to hear from you.
Thank you. So, you and Cass doing good?
Yeah, fairly well.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Kat's having some problem with her back, but we're fortunate, thank the Lord, that we're still together after all these years, you know?
Oh, yeah. Thank God.
Oh, that's right. Thank you, Barbara.
Okay. Well, Gumbo's out to see him right now. So.
Wait, Gumbo is out to sea right now?
Yeah.
So he's still...
He was in Hawaii for Easter.
Uh-huh.
So where he's at now, he has a little boy. He's going to be 4 in June.
How about that, huh? So he's still in the U.S. Navy.
We're hoping to go over there in June or July.
Well, I hope you can, you know?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Barbara.
All right. Bye-bye.
And, of course, when she said Gumbo, that's her son who's in the U.S. Navy. And his real name is James Strother.
Okay. I was like, Gumbo's out to sea. What? Like, yeah. There's some gumbo out in the ocean?
Well, he's Gumbo and his daddy was Soupy.
Oh, okay. Well, that works. I got into a discussion, was it yesterday or day before, actually, with a Nona, because I was discussing it with my mom. Is gumbo considered a soup? And to me, gumbo's a type of soup.
It's a liquid, for sure.
Yeah.
You know?
But then Anona and I came to an agreement when that it's the way, it depends on the thickness of the gumbo. Mm-hmm. If it's more liquidy, which is the way I like it, where it's more liquid, that's a soup. But if it's a little thicker, it could be a bisque or a stew, depending on, mm-hmm. yeah, how like you serve it. Or
like a crawfish bisque or a right. shrimp bisque or whatever.
Right. Mm-hmm. It just depends. But because my mom said, you know, what are you making for dinner? I said, she says, are you making soup again? I said, yeah, we're going to have gumbo. Well, which is it? Soup or gumbo?
Yeah,
I said, it's a soup. And then so
but Anona. To me, soup is a reddish color and gumbo is the dark color made with the roux, you know?
Well, now the reddish color, that's good for vegetable soup, but like chicken soup doesn't have a reddish color.
Well, we add tomatoes. We always add tomato sauce in our soup.
Oh, you do? I love a good tomato-based soup because my grandmother would make a strong tomato-based vegetable soup. Mm-hmm. That was my favorite thing. But when I make a chicken soup, I don't add any tomato
don't
in
add
it.
Any tomato.
No, I just make a straight chicken soup.
I love it all, regardless of the color of it.
I do, too. I do, too. I have
363-2124. Is the number to call, and we're always happy to hear from you.
Yeah.
And while we're waiting for another phone call, how about if I talk about Colburn Supply? Colburn Supply in Eunice and Opelousas is offering you granite for your home, and that's a great addition to your new kitchen or bathroom or remodeled kitchen or bathroom. Colburn Supply is your number one headquarters for lighting and plumbing fixtures. for appliances and hardware, home decor, and they have granite at great prices. Coburn's been serving our area for more than 50 years, folks. Your number one choice for electrical, plumbing, and air conditioning needs. You'll enjoy dealing with the friendly, knowledgeable folks at Coburn Supply that you will not get in some of those big stores in the city. So if you're planning to build new or remodel, visit Coburn's in Eunice or Opelousas for a no-obligation estimate on your next project. In Eunice, visit with Kobe and the crew at 770 North CC Dusson, phone 457-7324. In Opelousas, Ernie and the staff at their beautiful showroom, 2601 West Landry, phone 948-8266. What you need, when you need it, at Coburn's in Eunice and Opelousas.
Very good.
All right, we're ready for another phone call.
Well, let's see if we have one on the line right here. But I'm not sure. I think they're going to check and see if that one's for us. In the meantime, you want to hear a word from Peter Strawitz?
How about if we do that?
Okay.
Hi, I'm Peter Strawitz, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor. Does your financial advisor take the time to really listen to you? Is your financial strategy personalized for you and your family? Will your financial advisor be there as your life and financial situations change? We'll work together and use an established process to create and personalize a financial strategy backed by the advice, tools, and resources to help you reach your goals. Please call me today at 337-363-7870. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
All right, a not phone call.
Moi je veux. Bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
Oh, it went away.
It went away?
They hung up.
Oh, wow. Hey, folks, if you call and you want to talk, get on La Tasse, you just hang in there until we can pick up the phone and get to you.
Yeah.
And your call, okay?
Yeah.
337-363-2124, 337-363-2124. All right. Now we've got that across. How about if we talk about Carrie's Roux in the meantime while we're waiting
for speaking of gumbo.
Speaking of gumbos, yes. Speaking of gumbos and fricassés, la fricassée à ma mère. Boy, that was good. And then, of course, jambalayas. And we all love our Cajun food, especially here in our area, the gumbos and jambalayas and sauce piquant and all that. But you can get your Cajun ingredients made right here in Ville Platte. I'm talking about the Carrie's Roux products. Carrie Lafleur, owner of Carrie's Roux and Pigstand Barbecue Sauce, is the son of Archange Lafleur, who started bottling that sauce quite a few years ago. And you know what? Carrie's Roux has extended its line of products, which includes the regular Carrie's Roux, the no-fat roux, the dry roux, Carrie's Gumbo Mix, the Bisque Mix, and Jambalaya Mix. And their new products include garlic buttered flavored spray. Great on anything. Also a barbecue flavored basting sauce. All of their products can be found throughout Louisiana, Texas, and Mississippi. And if your grocery store does not carry them, be sure to ask for it. Also visit Carrie's store at www.carriesroux.com. You can order any of their products and they'll ship it right to you and you can start cooking that great Cajun food. Remember, for true Cajun flavor, call Carrie, Debbie, or Ross, 363-6100. Ça, c'est le numéro de phone, 363-6100. All right, so now we've talked about Carrie's Roux and build up an appetite for some gumbo or some fricasse or jambalaya or whatever, you know.
Do you eat gumbo in the summertime?
I eat gumbo whether it's January or July.
I can't.
No kidding.
It has to be fall or winter. It has to be autumn or winter for me to want to eat gumbo. I
can eat gumbo anytime, especially hen and sausage gumbo.
Now, that's some good stuff, but I just, I don't know. I can't do it in the summer. I'm not a big soup. I stick to mostly salad or something in the summer and late spring. But, you know, once in a while I make a little vegetable soup. But gumbo for me, I have to wait for that first cold snap in the fall.
Yeah. The other day somebody was talking about a shrimp and egg gumbo. You know, and that I always love too, you know.
I can't eat eggs in my gumbo.
No kidding?
No, or potato salad. I don't know. That was so strange to me because we never had potato salad with our gumbo.
Uh-huh.
But I know it's popular. I know a lot of people like that. But and I don't like the boiled eggs with the gumbo. I just, that's too much. It'll mess
me
up. Well,
then what would you do with all the boiled eggs left over from Easter?
Well, we would just eat them, or we'd make an egg salad, maybe. But
Egg salad, deviled eggs.
Yeah, yes. I don't like pickled eggs, but I'll make a little egg salad and put that on a sandwich or something like that.
Oh, yeah, I did. I love an egg salad sandwich, you know.
That's some good stuff right there.
In fact, I like almost anything. And my wife, Kat, will tell you, I like almost, sometimes they laugh and call me Mikey, you know, because
then Mikey will eat anything.
Mikey eats anything. All right, let's see. We have another phone call?
We do. All right.
Bonjour. Qui c'est qui parle?
Bonjour, Monsieur Jim and Nancy. C'est Ashley qui parle.
Bonjour, Ashley.
Hey, I'm calling about the gumbo being a soup.
Okay, Ashley, go ahead. You've got the floor.
I'm really enjoying the conversation, by the way.
Thank you, Ashley.
You know, it had never occurred to me that gumbo was a soup.
Yeah, it's just a type of soup.
But I still wouldn't consider it that because it's gumbo.
I know. A lot of people don't consider it a soup, and I think it does have to do with the consistency and how you serve it.
I totally agree. I don't understand why it doesn't occur to us that it's a soup. You know what I'm saying? It's one of those weird things that we have. It's just gumbo.
Right.
It's just so ubiquitous to us that I never thought of it as a soup.
We thought of it as its own food group.
I'm almost 40.
Yeah, I always think of soup as with a tomato base, you know, or something, whether it's vegetable soup or chicken soup or soup made from beef shank and all that, like in the old days, you know?
Exactly, a good soup bone. But I agree with you and Anona, Nancy, that there's different consistencies.
Yeah, I think it just depends on how you eat it, depending on what it's got. But you're right, we always consider gumbo its own food group, but it's really a soup.
I'm still kind of hesitant to say that. Braver than me, but we call when it's real thick, we call it some stubo.
Some Stubo.
Subo. How about that? That's a good name for it.
That's the manuals that do that. Okay, y'all, I just had to put my 2 cents in there.
Ashley, thank you. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Of course,
bye-bye.
I remember mother-in-law, Kat's mama, Miss Emma, whether it was January or July and August, there was hen and sausage soup every Saturday night.
Now, you said soup.
Gumbo, excuse me. Excuse me, gumbo.
It was
hen
soup.
And sausage gumbo every Saturday
night.
You're
right, night. It was soup.
And it had to be hen, you know. Gumbo's good any old way, but with a good, and poule de corps, spécialement, et puis des saucisses. That makes a good gumbo.
I love a good seafood.
The old-fashioned gumbo.
I like a good seafood gumbo
okra. Yeah. I love that too, you know.
And you know something I never understood? Why over here we say okry instead of okra?
Well,
I just don't know. But you know, I grew up saying okry until I went, you know, elsewhere. They're like, are you trying to say okra? I said, oh, yeah, I guess I am.
Well, depends on how you pronounce the A.
Yeah. Is it an A or a
is
Y?
Is it A, B, C, D, E, F, D, or is it A, B, C?
Right. But we always said okry. But I've trained myself to now say okra, but then people around here, are you trying to say okry? But
an
I go out.
An okra gumbo with some tasso or sausage or whatever is mighty good.
I do love the seafood gumbo. That has to be my favorite. That shrimp and
I do too.
That's some good stuff. But it's I'm still going to say it's a soup.
All right. Let's 363-2124. Let's talk about Prairie Manor Nursing Home. And if you're looking for the right facility for a loved one when they're in need of short-term rehabilitation or long-term skilled nursing, that can be tough, you know, if you're looking for a good place. But the folks at Prairie Manor Nursing Home will be happy to help you out and able to answer those questions you have before you make a decision. You see, Prairie Manor has been known as the home that prayer built. It's a not-for-profit organization. Their mission is to provide the highest quality care, utilizing the skills and knowledge of the entire staff as valued members of their care team that provide 24-hour skilled nursing care, including physical, occupational, and speech therapy. We invite you to come to tour their facility. Allow them to demonstrate what a wonderful home and family they have right there at Prairie Manor in Pine Prairie. For more information, call 337-599-2031. 5-3-3-7-5-9-9-2-0-3-N, or come by anytime to experience their warm, family-oriented atmosphere. Prairie Manor Nursing Home, equal opportunity, housing, and employer.
Very good. No calls right now.
No calls.
No
wow.
Call.
How about that?
But maybe we could hear a word from Eric Gill at State Farm.
We certainly can.
Good.
Hello, everybody. I'd like to know, when was the last time you had a little something extra at the end of the month? A nice chunk of your hard-earned money that didn't need to be paid out or handed over? Well, you got to go visit my good friend, State Farm agent Eric Gill here in Ville Platte. Eric can help you put the budge back in your budget. Come in and visit with Eric Gill. He'll take a look at your car insurance policy, do a free discount double check to make sure that you're getting the discounts you deserve. Discounts that could add up to 40%. You heard me right. And that 40% could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Take my advice. Call State Farm agent Eric Gill today for your free discount double check. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. I promise you, Eric Gill will take care of you and help you keep more of your money in your pocket. Phone 363-7737. Eric Gill, State Farm Insurance, 605 East LaSalle in Ville Platte.
Merci, Mark.
And 363-2124. We still have time for couple of phone calls, you know.
Yeah.
If you just remembered something that was talked about earlier in the program, or we talked about the different types of gumbo and so forth. And, of course, if you want a real seafood gumbo, that can get to be kind of expensive, you know.
It can.
If you want to put all the ingredients that you should.
You want to get that crab and the shrimp. That's racking up the bill, but
it's oysters.
So good. Oh, yeah, but it's so good, though. Oh,
absolutely. Let's see here. On this date, the 29th of April in the year 1854, by an act of the Pennsylvania Legislature, Ashmun Institute, the first college founded solely for African-American students, was chartered and established in the rolling farmlands of southern Chester County, Pennsylvania. And it was named after Jehudi Ashmun at that time. And then, okay, on this date, April 29th, 1945, the U.S. 7th Army's 45th Infantry Division liberates Dachau, the first concentration camp established by Germany's Nazi regime. A major subcamp was liberated the same day by the 42nd Rainbow Division, established 5 weeks after Adolf Hitler, well, supposedly he took his own life. There's always been a question about whether it was really Adolf Hitler or whether he got on a submarine and went to South America.
Right. He and Eva Braun supposedly took their own lives, or it was, you know, mutual what happened. So we never really, I guess, knew the whole story. I'm just glad he's gone.
Uh-huh. And speaking of World War II, also on this date in 1946, Tojo Hideki, wartime premier of Japan, is indicted by the International Military Tribunal for the Far East of war crimes. In September 1945, he had tried to commit suicide by shooting himself, but was saved by an American physician who gave him a transfusion of American blood. He was eventually hanged by the Americans in 1948 after having been found guilty of war crimes. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
How about that?
And what they did to Mussolini was even worse.
Yeah, that was over in Italy, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they...
they hanged him upside down and
that's what I thought
beat
I
him. And yeah, they weren't happy with him.
And Mussolini was a close friend of Hitler.
Yes, he was.
And they had joined with the Nazis in World War II.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
So... 363-2124. We didn't have any more phone calls.
We don't. Have you ever tried the little DNA that they have with Ancestry DNA or 23andMe to see your heritage?
No, never did.
I've done that.
You did, and you found out?
It's fascinating to find out your ancestry. So I found out I'm almost half Celtic. So the Scotch, Irish, yeah.
Wasn't there a singing group? The Celtic women or something?
Yeah, they do have the Celtic, I forgot what they're called. It might be the Celtic women. But beautiful that they sing and they play the violin. And,
yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. We enjoyed that on television a couple of years back, you know.
Yeah, that's something to say. I think LPB puts that out, or PBS, they'll put that out. But I discovered that I was almost half Celtic and almost half French, of course. You know, obviously I'm French. But also England, Wales, Ireland, and Scotland, and probably some German, too. I think we had done our ancestry before in German.
A little mix yeah. of different kinds.
But it's just, it's something to just see what you could be mixed with.
Right. Have we talked about all our sponsors so far?
I think we did. Oh, we have one more.
All right.
Blake's Pharmacy.
Let's hear it.
The next time your physician gives you a prescription, be sure to take it with full confidence to the registered pharmacist at Blake's Southside Pharmacy on South Chatanya and Villeplatte. Pharmacist Pat Andrus and the staff are dedicated to providing you down-home one-on-one service. You're never a number on a computer file. You're a member of their growing family of customers. Everyone at Blake's Pharmacy have one goal and one aim: to help you get well again. When you walk in through the doors of their pharmacy on South Chatanya, you're greeted by their friendly personnel. And if you're looking for a new pharmacy that'll give you that old-fashioned friendly service, be sure to visit Blake's Southside Pharmacy. They'll fill your prescription exactly as ordered by your doctor. And visit them for a wide selection of trusted over-the-counter products and remedies that have helped generations of families, plus a big selection of gifts for all occasions. Blake's Southside Pharmacy on South Chatanya and Villeplatte. Phone 363-7497.
And Nancy, that's going to probably wrap it up for today. It's been a pleasure sitting in with you on La Tasse.
Well, it has. I enjoyed this. That was twice in 1 week. I think that was a treat for me.
Yeah, how about that? Today's program presented to you with the compliments of Dr. Jake LaFleur, Industrial Supply and Sports, Bon Ami Insurance, Prairie Manna Nursing Home, Rocky Rider Collision Center, Teats Food Store, Savoie Medical Center, Peter Strawitz for Edward Jones, Coburn Supply, Brown's Furniture Showplace, Eric Gill Insurance, Sooner Auto Salvage, Carrie's Rue, and Blake's Pharmacy. Until next time, au revoir, mes amis, que le bon Dieu nous bénisse et tous les États-Unis.
Merci, Jim.
This is Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser, and you're listening to Classic Hits 92.5 KVPI FM in Villeplatte, the home of Chico State Park.